This is Twit.
It is time to talk to our man in the driver's seat, Mr. Car Guy Sam Abul-Samad, principal researcher at Guidehouse Insights. He's also the podcaster, does the great Wheel Bearings podcaster at wheelbearings.media. And your co-host, Robbie Roberto Baldwin, was in Munich last week.
He was. He spent the past week in Munich for the IAA Mobility Show. And while he was there, he was hosted by BMW. So they also got to do first drives of the new BMW iX and the i4, BMW's two new electric vehicles. I think those drive impressions are still under embargo. I'm not sure when the embargo lifts, but we'll definitely be talking about that on Wheel Bearings as soon as that embargo does lift.
Is there a time of year where there are all the, you know, because don't the new cars come out right about now or next couple of months?
That used to be the case, back in the up until about probably the.
Until the internet.
I guess the late 80s. But, since then, since the 90s, we've seen the schedules basically kind of spread out all over, throughout the year. And so vehicles now launch when they're ready. So there's no specific time anymore. It used to be a long time ago that, beginning of September, Labor Day weekend, car dealers would put up paper over the windows of their showrooms. Load in all the new cars and then take it all down. And
so exciting.
Here's all the new model year, vehicles. And now it's just, whenever it's ready is when they launch it.
But that makes it more interesting for us because there's always something new to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. You don't just have 1 week of news a year.
Right.
So it definitely means we do have more to cover. But speaking of the IAA Mobility Show, one of the things that was announced there this week, Mobileye, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger did a keynote there. And part of that keynote, he had Mobileye's CEO, Amnon Shashua, come on. Mobileye is owned by Intel. They bought it in 2017 for $15 billion. And Mobileye, they've been one of the leaders in machine vision systems for driver assist. So most of the lane keeping assist that you have in most cars around the world today are powered by Mobileye's chips and software. And over the last several years, Mobileye has also been working on automated driving systems, fully autonomous vehicles. And they at the show, they announced that in 2022, they're planning to launch their first commercial pilots of robo-taxi services in Munich and in Tel Aviv, where Mobileye is based. And the program in Munich is going to be in partnership with a company called Sixt, who if you've ever traveled in Europe, you're probably familiar with them.
Yes.
Big European rental car company, and they also do ride-hailing services, things like that. So they're going to be working with Sixt in Germany, and they haven't said who, if any, partners they're going to have in Israel. But one of the interesting things about this is up until now, Mobileye has primarily been using the Ford Fusion Hybrid as their development platform vehicle for their system. It's commonly used. It's usually either Toyota or Ford hybrid vehicles that are used because they have plenty of electrical power available from the hybrid system. They're readily available, so everybody knows how to work on them, so they often use those. But for production, they're using a different vehicle known as the NIO ES8. NIO is a Chinese EV startup that launched several years ago. The ES8 is a three-row crossover, roughly the size of a Hyundai Palisade, Ford Explorer, in that size class. And one of the interesting things about NIO is they are building all of their vehicles to support battery swapping. So you can do fast charging and slow charging on them, but they have also built out a network in China of battery swap stations that are fully automated. Now, you might remember back in 2014, Tesla showed off battery swapping and made big deal about, they're going to support battery swapping in their cars, and they did it in the Model S and the Model X. But they only ever built one battery swap station, which was somewhere in the middle of the Central Valley of California, which is not particularly convenient for anybody. And they've never acknowledged this, but my friend Ed Niedermeyer, who wrote a book about Tesla a couple of years ago, I think you did an interview with him on Triangulation.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that hit from his research that came out of it, basically, it seems like the only reason they did that, you know, they built the one battery swap station is, you know, so because there was a quirk in the rules in California that if your vehicle supported swapping, you got extra EV credits that you could sell.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all. Huh? They never really intended to make it available.
Right. But for NIO, they actually have made this available. I think they currently have about, about 200 swap stations around China.
Oh, interesting.
And they're building out a whole lot more. You know, it's debatable.
It's an instant fill up, right? How long does it take to swap the battery? It
takes about 3 minutes to swap the battery.
So it's better than going to a gas station.
Yeah, so if you're watching the video stream, you can see it over my shoulder, you know, the demo of it. The swap station is about the size of three parking spaces, and it's all fully automated. You know, so you pull into it, and it drops the battery mechanism, you know, comes in, unscrews the battery, it drops down, moves it over, pulls in a freshly charged battery, puts it back up, and bolts it back in.
But then you have somebody else's battery in your car. I mean, we think of the battery as being part of the vehicle these days.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges. There's a lot of other, you know, economic challenges with battery swapping, especially because, you know, every manufacturer's got different battery formats, right, different sizes, and you know, whether it makes sense for one automaker to build out their own network of swap stations, you know, like I said, the economics are questionable.
It almost makes more sense for a fleet than it does for individual owners.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where I was just going to get to. Yeah. You know, commercial vehicles, robo-taxis, makes perfect sense for them because with a fleet, you've got all the same kind of vehicle typically. You can locate some battery swap stations around the city, you know, and most of the time those vehicles are operating, you know, usually in a geographically limited area. So you can put in those swap stations. They're not very big. And you can then, you know, when it's time to swap – when you need a charge, especially with something like a robo-taxi, you know, where you want to have maximum uptime. You don't want it sitting around for several hours a day charging. You want to be able to get in and out, get back on the road, and maximize the utilization of that vehicle. Battery swapping actually makes perfect sense for that kind of vehicle. So I think that's a big reason why Mobileye chose to go with NIO. Because I think what they're going to do, they haven't officially announced that yet, but I think we're probably going to see them put in a network of swap stations around Munich and around Tel Aviv and use that, you know, so that they can maximize the uptime for these vehicles, maximize the availability, because it just makes sense for that kind of use.
Meanwhile, Chevy can't even figure out when and how it's going to swap my battery in my Chevy Bolt. So we're parking it outside, far away from the house, and charging it outside and hoping it doesn't burst into flame. That's an example of how hard it is to change a battery. They haven't figured out how to do it yet.
Yeah, well, it's not so much that it's a problem of knowing how to change the battery, but they actually have to get more batteries and verify
and know that they're
the
safe.
Batteries are good.
Yeah.
I mean, once they have the batteries, you know, you can take it to the dealer. They can swap it in a couple of hours.
They haven't even sent us a letter yet. We still don't. You know, I only know about it from you. You know, we'll figure this one out, I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Sam Abul Samad, his batteries never need to be changed. He's running on
I don't know about that.
Pure ATP. He is a principal researcher at Kitehouse Insights. He's also got a great podcast if you haven't heard it. If you love vehicles and cars and automotive news, Wheel Bearings, look for it in your favorite podcast client. Or go to wheelbearings.media. Sam, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Go Niners. Take care. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.